Hallelujah. And I was just thinking, I know that for many of us, Mother's Day could be bittersweet. You know, I lost my mom 38 years ago, 1 week after Mother's Day. And so this day always has a little bit of pain for me. I'm grateful for the Lord, and I thank him that his mercies are new every morning. I saw God take someone who really could not walk on her own, and I saw God lift me up and carry me and bring me through that trial and actually give me a purpose. That's what we're praying for all of you today. But my mom was something to be reckoned with. She was a gentle, I called her a velvet brick, because on the outside she was soft, and she was a beautiful, beautiful, soft, warm, loving. If you read my Facebook page, she was always kind. She would embrace you. She would love you. She would care for you. But inside, she had a strength that was just amazing. And I thank God for her. And I want to just say, children that are here, thank God for godly parents who have loved us through times when we didn't care about the Lord. And if you're watching at home, I want to say that today you may not even be following the Lord, but your mother's and father's prayers are going with you. Your grandmother's prayers are going with you. I said to someone this week, there's no expiration day with prayers. There's no expiration day. Don't you like that? I think I'm going to coin that. Tommy, maybe we need to put it on a plaque. There's no expiration day, because even now I'm seeing God move in my extended family. Prayers that my grandmother and parents and their parents pray, God is moving on my cousins and on their children. There's no expiration date. God will answer our prayers. But my mom was something else. And I thank God that she was strict with me. I could say that now, a lot of years later. The kids, you may not appreciate it, but I had different things going through my mind. I grew up in a pastor's home, and so I felt like I was living in a fishbowl. I felt like everything I did was being observed. And boy, I did give them some things to talk about. But it's so interesting. My mom would pray, and the Lord would reveal things to her that I didn't tell her. So I knew that she would had a divine connection. I see a lot of people going like this. God had a divine connection with her. And it's amazing how God, when I was in junior high, was the biggest struggle for my salvation, the biggest struggle for my life. I started to question, is this something that is real, or is this something I'm doing just because of my parents? Well, we wound up living across the street from the junior high school, the junior high school, which was my most battlesome years, if there's such a word. And this is so funny, but every day, when class would lay out and school was ended around 3 o'clock, there would be my mother watering the lawn. And sweeping the sidewalk and finding some excuse to be out there. One day, this boy in my class gave me a birthday card, and he kind of liked me, but he gave me like a fresh card. It was like kind of like, you know, may the bluebird of happiness figure it out. My mom did not like that, and she called him over. And I'm saying this to tell you that I did not appreciate that. I really did not like that she was out there watching me, but God used it. God used her to plant seeds in me till I was able to see on my own. And I want to say, kids, if you have a godly mother, you thank God, because there's mothers who don't care. And I want to say, God bless you, mothers, for caring. And I know some of you have broken hearts on Mother's Day. Some of you are estranged from your family. There's no expiration date on your prayers. God will answer your prayers. But the last part of this message that I want to share today is we've laughed, we've cried, we've shouted, we've been quiet, is about the power of a planted seed. And I want to tell you about an interesting place. There's a place called Death Valley, between California, Nevada, and it's one of the hottest temperatures in all the earth. We could put that on Uncle Jimmy, 1 to 3, or Stefan, or Destiny. Thank you all for helping us. It's one of the hottest temperatures. The sign says, no walking. We caution you to walk after 10 a.m. The usual degrees are 113, but on July 10th, 1913, they recorded a blistering 134 degrees. You could show the next two. It's a barren, lifeless, scary place. Dead, hence Death Valley. It's a terrible place for life. It's an awful place for life. But in 2016, a rare event happened. It was called the Super Bloom. And Death Valley National Park had a rainfall the previous October that was amazing. It was an extraordinary rainfall. And all of a sudden, there were seeds that bloomed in that Death Valley. Can we show those pictures? I want to show you. Look at Death Valley. No way! That's life! Can you see that? You could show some of the, look at the wildflowers and the beauty in that dead, dead, dead place. Under normal place circumstances, this is a very rough, ugly, hard terrain. But as they had this beneficial rainfall, this super bloom happened, and the desert blossomed. They interviewed on you could look this up. I actually had heard this when I went to my son-in-law and daughter when they dedicated their church just about a month or so ago. He told this story, and I was so fixated with it, I had to do research on it on my own. And the Smithsonian webpage has information about this. That they interviewed a park ranger, and listen to what he said. Listen. There are so many seeds out there just waiting to sprout, just waiting to grow. When you get the perfect conditions, so to speak, those seeds could all sprout at once. I want you to think about that, because I know some of you are in that very barren place right now. I know that some of you, it doesn't look like the blossoming super bloom, but it looks like that rocky, rough terrain with nothing growing. But last week I talked about it, how God has planted in us. He's planted in us seeds of greatness. And it is the enemy's job to lie to us, to stop us, to keep us from fulfilling God's purpose for our life. Yes, there's pain in this life. Yes, there's barrenness at times. Yes, there's difficulty at times. But inside us, when the rain of the Holy Spirit falls on those seeds that seem to be buried, that seems to be in a lifeless place, they are able to grow and sprout. And you can experience a super bloom, my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice, Death Valley didn't change. The name didn't change. But the rain fell on the seeds. And wherever it was, it sprouted and it grew. Many of you have been in a desert. But the rain of the Holy Spirit wants to fall on you today. We've been experiencing the Holy Spirit in a very unique way, not just in Sunday morning in these services, not just when the pastors speak or these ladies share or when the worship team speaks. We've been experiencing it at home, at our kitchen table, in the car, walking. We feel the Holy Spirit is wanting to pour the rain on the Holy Spirit on those areas that are dead and dry and lifeless and barren. Today, I speak to those seeds in you. I say, let the Holy Spirit fall on you. Acts 3:19 says in the Passion Translation, and now you must repent and turn back to God so your sins will be removed. And so that times of refreshing will stream from the Lord's presence. Yes, it does take a turning around. If we've gone in the wrong direction, if we've let the cares of life pull us away from God, if we've let material things, if we've let things that are pulling us away from God, it says repent. What is repent? Turn around. Turn around. It's not enough. You know, I've heard so many people in a crisis, they'll just say, I'm sorry. Like they can erase years and years of pain and difficulty just by saying the word. But it takes a return, a turning around and saying, I am sorry and I am going to change by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't let the enemy keep you in a desert. Don't let the enemy keep those seeds latent under the ground. Let the rain of the Holy Spirit fall on you. Let times of refreshing come over you. You know, we're going through some very hard times, but the Holy Spirit has been refreshing us. That's the only explanation I have. Isaiah 44, 3 and 4 says, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass, like a tree, and a meadow, like poplar trees by the flowing streams. If you're in Death Valley right now, just remember that the Holy Spirit can fall on those seeds, and the Holy Spirit can bring life. I'm going to close with this. This is not just positive confession. This is not just thinking it's great and we need good attitudes. We need to have the kind of things that are not weeds to choke out the Lord. But what I'm talking about is having a friend of the Holy Spirit that could come alongside us and help us through these times, that could give us power over temptation, that could give us power over oppression and depression, that could give us power even when you don't care anymore. Have you ever hardened your heart so much that you don't even care anymore? You say, you know, I'm in the grip of this. I don't even care. His mercies are new today. The refreshing of the Holy Spirit is able to come on you. As we were coming here today, Pastor and I said a verse that I hadn't even put down, but I want to read it to you. 2 Corinthians 1, 8 through 10. And this is what the Apostle Paul says. We do not want you to be uninformed. Brothers and sisters, you are not uninformed anymore. You're in the sound of my voice on the camera, in the sound of this congregation, in the sound of many voices telling us that God is about to pour the latter rain on this earth. Don't be uninformed. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. I tell you, have you ever been there? Have you ever felt like you've had a near-death experience? You're like a walking zombie. There's no life left in you, you think? But I'm telling you, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, those seeds can be activated. You can live again. You can have purpose. You can know that God cares for you. That not only did he didn't leave you when you was in those trials, he walked with you like that Footprints poem. And here's what he said. But this happened, listen, that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. Can the Death Valley in your life, can that rocky, can that sandy, can that bleak soil bring forth life? I say by the authority of the Holy Spirit today, yes, it can. Yes, it can. Life can come from death, as we heard before. There is a purpose for your life. Don't let the Satan deceive you. Let God pour his Holy Spirit on you. Give him, ask him even for the desire. Even there are times we need to ask him for the desire. Lord, I've tried so many times before. and I fail. But Lord, I'm going to put my hand in you. As this scripture said, we're relying on you, God. This happened that we might not rely on ourselves. Maybe you tried to be good by yourself. Maybe you tried to give up alcohol by yourself. Maybe you tried to give up drugs. Maybe you tried to forgive by yourself. Maybe you tried to walk in the purpose of God, but you couldn't do it. But I'm here to say that we can rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to bring a super bloom. I see you as flowers in this place. I see you as blooming trees, as seed. Please let the Holy Spirit pour his refreshing water upon you. Let him fill you to overflow him. Let him touch you. Let him heal you. Let him fulfill his purpose through you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't ever forget. Don't ever forget, Pastor, you could come up the power of a seed. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, rain down. Can we do that, Brother Angel? Holy Spirit, rain down. Thank you, Father. That's what we need this morning. God said, I will pour out on the dry ground streams, the rain of heaven. From the beginning of this service, we have said, and this was not all orchestrated by man, let me tell you. The Holy Spirit has been weaving a theme through this entire service. For people who need hope, for people who have had real problems, not make-believe problems, real issues, that without God's help would seem to be insurmountable. But how many of you know this morning, with God, all things are possible? Our faith is not in vain. If Christ has not risen from the dead, we would be guilty of being false witnesses. Our faith would be in vain. But Christ has risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Something that seemed impossible by God's breath. Somebody say, God, breathe on me today. If you fathers, Jesus said it this way, if you earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, which of you fathers or mothers, since it's Mother's Day here, we could include the mothers. If a child asks you for a piece of bread, if a child needs a glass of milk, if a child asks you for a piece of food, would you give them a rock? Would you give them a scorpion? Would you give them something harmful? No. Any normal parent wants to nurture its child. Somebody say amen. And if we fallible, weak human beings care that much about our children, how much more does our Heavenly Father care about us? How much more, say how much more, will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Hallelujah. As we sing this song, I want you to open your heart to the Holy Spirit this morning and ask the Lord for more understanding about how the Holy Spirit brings the life of Christ into you. That's His job. The Holy Spirit takes from the life of Christ and transmits it into your life. Just like the Virgin Mary. How could the Virgin Mary have a baby? Somebody, listen to what I'm saying this morning. How could a virgin have a baby? And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and that which is born in you will be called the child of God. Hallelujah, the Son of God. That's how the Holy Spirit does the supernatural. Our part is to believe. Amen. Do you believe this morning? Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Oh, comforter and friend. Oh, comforter and friend, how we... Does anybody need a touch of the Holy Spirit? Put your hand up and sing. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Let your power... let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand in your word. Holy Spirit, reign. Listen, folks, we're going to sing this one more time, and I want you to please listen. If your eye, would you keep your eyes closed for a second? And this is such a holy moment. I wish I could convey the depth and the intensity and the importance of having this connection with God. Some people think it's just a philosophy. Some people think it's all academic. But no, it's a heart-to-heart connection. God's life truly comes inside of us. When you are born again, that means God has literally breathed Christ into you, that Christ comes to live in you by His Spirit. The Bible says, whoever is joined to Christ is one with Him in spirit. We are literally one with Christ when you are born again. We need to respect the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. We need to respect the work of the Holy Spirit who makes the reality of Christ a living reality inside of us. Sing it again. And I want you to say this if you're singing it. Say, God, I want all that you have for me. Let this be your prayer this morning. God, I want all. If you have more of your Holy Spirit for me today, let those waters fall. Let the breath of God come on me. Let me believe, Lord. Let me believe, Lord. There is hope for those who have lost hope. There is healing for those who need healing. There is a new beginning for somebody who needs a new beginning this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you get it today? Would you reach out and receive it today as we sing it again? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, reign. Put your hands out to receive. Reign down. Oh, Comforter and Friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, reign now. Reign down. Let your fire fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, reign down. Keep playing it, Angel, if you would. Hallelujah. Pastor Angel, join me on the platform, please. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just wait for a moment. Would you let God speak to you today? Would you let God speak to you today? Is there anybody here who is thirsty? Is there anybody here who is hungry for God? Is there anybody here who feels their need of Christ today? All you have to do is ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask Him today. So, Lord, I want more of you in my life. I don't want to live in the barrenness. I don't want to live in Death Valley. I'm going to allow you to breathe on my life. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the chicken's not dead. Hallelujah.
Chicken's not dead.
He just fainted. The chicken fainted, but he's still alive. Hallelujah. God's dream in you is still alive. Somebody get a hold of it this morning. God's speaking right now. God's dream is not dead. Your prayer will be heard. Your hopes will be met. Hallelujah. Rain down. Keep singing that part. Rain. Just sing that part down. Rain down. Let that be your prayer right now. Rain down. Holy Spirit, rain. Sing it until it becomes a reality.
Rain down, Holy Spirit, rain down.
Lord, release your power over this congregation. Pour out your Spirit here. Touch me once again, Lord. Touch me once again, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch me once. Put your hand on your heart. Say these words with me. If you mean it, if you mean it. Touch me once again, Lord. Revive me, Lord. Refresh me, Lord. Bring new life in me, Lord. New hope, Lord. Don't let the enemy take advantage of me, Lord. I am determined to follow Jesus. I turn around from my past. I turn around from failures. I turn around from what people think. I believe, Lord. I believe I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I will see the answers to my prayers. For you have come to give me abundant life. Abundant life, Lord. Rain upon me, Lord. Breathe on me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, rain down. Water those dry places, Lord. Please, Lord, water those dry places in us, Lord.
Rain down.
Encourage your people today, Lord. Flow through us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rain down, Holy Spirit. And Lord, the goal is not that we would just blossom ourselves, but that you would touch through us, that you would love through us, that you would flow through us. We heard this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord, if there's anything blocking in our lives, for that rain to saturate us, Lord. That we would give it freely to you, and that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would help us to be full to overflowing. Like T said, Lord, that we would choose then to plant seeds of compassion, of kindness, of caring, actually just being like Jesus to others and not doing it in our own strength, but doing it as the flow of the Holy Spirit flows through us. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this would be an epiphany for people listening on Facebook and people in this congregation, people who will watch it later on our website, that this will be an epiphany, that they will know that the Holy Spirit can flow on those dead seeds that seem to be dead, but they're not. There's power in the seeds you've planted in our lives. And we know, as Nikki said, that in all things, God is working for the good. Or those who love him. Does it say that everything is good? No. It says that God can use it for your good. How many have seen that in their life? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Bless them. Lord, bless them as they go, Lord. Cover them, Lord. May your Holy Spirit even awaken us at night. May there be a drawing to you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord, that you would do what no one else could do in our lives. And in Catalyst International Church, would you pray with me? Pray with me that the seeds that God has planted, even on this piece of ground, would you put your hands to a piece of ground here? Oh, God, there are people who suffered. There's people who sacrificed and planted seeds that may seem dead. But God, we know you have a purpose for Catalyst International Church, for every one of the people in it, and for this piece of property. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for the purposes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reign by the Holy Spirit on that property. Cast out anything that's not of you, anything that's been set against this church or that property. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we cancel it. And we pray growth. We pray life. We pray a super bloom in the name of Jesus. God bless you as we go. We love you dearly. We pray for you. Happy Mother's Day.
Don't forget, ladies, to get your gift. And don't forget, make a donation for the ladies in Pakistan. Buy one of these. Make a donation. God bless you.